9. Welcome to Bruce Davis Ministries here on Praise 107.9. You can reach Dr. Bruce anytime at 904-762-3191. That's 762-3191. And now, Dr. Bruce here on Praise 107.9.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you so much for listening to Bruce Davis Ministry. My name is Dr. Bruce Davis. That's right. And I'm so glad you're listening this afternoon. Yes, I want you to know that whatever you may be going through right now at this time, I want you to know that God is bigger than your problem. Whatever it is, I want you to just say, Lord, I thank you. Yes, I come to encourage you, to our listeners out there. I thank you so much for listening to this broadcast, this ministry, because I want to encourage you and to let you know that whatever your situation may be, whatever going on in your life, I want to let you know Jesus is the answer. That's right. So if you have your Bibles, would you please turn with me to the book of John? That's right. John, the first chapter. We're going to be talking about that today, talking about the word. Yes. Because we know that whatever the situation is, I mean, no, we need the word of God. We need the word. Jesus Christ is the word of God. So in this book here, book of John, give you some background. The author is John the Apostle, son of Zebedee, brother of James, called Son of Thunder. And to whom written, who he was writing to, new Christians and churching non-Christians. And his purpose was to prove conclusively that Jesus is the Son of God and that all who believe in him will have eternal life. And it says, written after the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 and before John exile to the island of Patmos. Remember, if you see AD in the Bible, that means after the death. If you see BC, that means before Christ. So it says AD. And so what we're going to start off reading is, let's go into a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, God, just to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Father, I ask you to speak to your people, God. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. Oh, that souls will be saved today. People will be delivered and set free by your power. And God, I be so careful to give you all the praise. I give you the glory and the honor. Even in advance of what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. John, the book of John, chapter 1. And it reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It says, verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. And it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now we see here, it says, what Jesus taught and what he did are tied inseparably to who he is. John shows Jesus as fully human and fully God. Although Jesus took upon himself fully humanity and lived as a man, he never ceased to be the eternal God who has always existed, the creator and sustainer of all things, and the source of eternal life. This is the truth about Jesus and the foundation of all truth. If we cannot or do not believe this basic truth, we will not have enough faith to trust our eternal destiny to him. That is why John wrote this gospel. To build faith and confidence in Jesus Christ so that we may believe that he truly was and is the Son of God. John wrote to believers everywhere, both Jews and non-Jews, Gentiles. As one of Jesus' 12 disciples, John was an eyewitness, so his story is accurate. His book is not a biography like the book of Luke. It is a thematic presentation of Jesus' life. Many in John's original audience had a Greek background. Greek culture encouraged worship of many mythological gods whose supernatural characteristics were as important to Greeks as genealogy were to Jews. John shows that Jesus is not only different but superior to the gods of mythology. What does John mean by the word? The word was a term used by theologians and philosophers, both Jews and Greeks. In many different ways in Hebrew scripture, the word was an agent of creations, Psalms 33 and 6, the source of God's message to his people through the prophets, Hosea 1 and 2, and in Greek philosophy, the word was the principle of reason that governed the world, or the thought still in mind, while in Hebrew thought, the word was another expression for God. John's description shows clearly that he is speaking of Jesus, a human being he knew and loved, but at the same time, the creator of the universe, the ultimate revelation of God, the living picture of God's holiness, the one in whom all things hold together, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. To Jewish readers, the word was God, was blasphemous. To the Greek readers, the word became flesh, was the ultimate to John. This new understanding of the word was gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. When God created, he made something from nothing. Because we are created beings, we have no basis for pride. Remember that you exist only because God made you, and you have special gifts only because God gave them to you. With God, you are something valuable and unique. Apart from God, you are nothing. And if you try to live without him, you will be abandoning the purpose for which you were made. Now we see here, without God, we can do nothing. I want you to know, my friend, without Jesus Christ in your life, you're just wasting time. You just drifted because you need him in your life. It says, verse number 4 say, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse number 5 say, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And it says, do you ever feel that your life is too complex for God to understand? Remember, God created the entire universe, and nothing is too difficult for him. God created you. He is alive today, and his love is bigger than any problem you may face. I want you to know, my friend, you may be going through a situation in your life right now, whatever it may be. You may be in your home, on your job, on your marriage. I mean, no, we all have problems. We all going through something. But I want you to know, whatever it is you're going through, I want you to know that God is bigger than your problem. He wants to save you. He want to bring you out. He want to make something beautiful out of your life. Sometimes you feel like nobody loves you, but I want you to know this and never forget this, that God loves you. No matter what, he loves you. Now, he hates sin, but he loves you. You know, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants to save you, to give you eternal life. He wants you to come to his son, Jesus. And that's what this ministry is all about you being saved, about your soul being saved. Have you ever sat down and wondered, you'll never know when your time gonna come? How many know we all have an appointment? I want everybody to know that. Everybody listen to this broadcast. The Bible says, once appointed to a man to die, and after that, a death. After that, the judgment. And I want you to know, God is giving you chance right now. He's giving you time. Don't think he just got me on this radio just to be on here. But God got me on this here for a reason and a purpose, assignment, to let you know that your soul, you're going to spend eternity. You got to leave him one day. I don't care how much you love that home. I don't care how much you love that job. I don't care how much you love money. I don't care what kind of how your lifestyle, you're going to have to leave him one day. You have an appointment. And I'm trying to get you ready. And if you leave him without Jesus Christ in your life, shame on you. You can't fault nobody. You can't fault your mama, your daddy, your sister, no brother. You can't blame nobody but yourself. And I don't know about you. I want to go and live with Jesus. What about you? Okay, now let's see what happened here. In verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. It says, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It says, he was not the light, verse number 8, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Now we see here, it says, the darkness has not understood. It means the darkness of evil never has and never will overcome or extinguish God's light. Jesus Christ is the creator of life, and his life brings light to mankind. In his light, we see ourselves as we really are, sinners in need of a Savior. I'm talking to somebody out there. If you're not saved, you got to know that you're a sinner. That's right. You're a sinner. You're not saved. You got to understand that sin separates man from God, that God loves you, but he hates your sin. And what you got to make up in your mind and say, you know what, I got to stop doing what I'm doing. I got to get right with God. I got to start by going to church. I got to get myself right, because if I keep doing what I'm doing, something bad going to happen. I don't know about you, but I said that when I was out there doing my thing. I say, Lord, I'm tired of living like this. I got to go back to church. But see, I had to make up in my mind. See, you got to do that right now. You got to make up in your mind and say, you know what, I got to stop leave these drugs alone. I got to stop all this stuff I'm doing, smoking and drinking and cussing and I got to start by going to church, because my life, and see how many of those sin will take you down. Sin will bring you down. Sin will cause you to send you straight to the pit, to the lake of fire. Sin will just break you down, destroy you. That's why God loves you so much. You don't have to stay in sin. You know what? This is a personal thing. When you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and you're serious about it, and you start going to church and you get serious about your soul, and I tell you something, God will raise you up. He'll make you somebody great. He'll do something with your life. Some of you listen out there and say, Lord, ain't nothing going right for me. I don't know what's going on here. Some of you say, every time I get a dime, I'm spending 50 cents. You ain't got nothing. Everything just is. Why? It's called sin. God said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But I want you to know that the Lord loves you. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the word. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Do you know him today? This ministry, that's what it's all about. That's all I got to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's all about him. I'm pointing to him. Like John pointed to him. John said, behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Well, I'm pointing you to Jesus. I ain't talking about myself. I'm talking about him. I ain't talking about nothing and nobody else. All I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. Do you know him? That you need to have him. You need him in your life. It says, when we follow Jesus, the true light, we can avoid walking blindly and falling into sin. His light, he lights the path ahead of us so we can see how to live. He removes the darkness of sin from our lives. Have you ever allowed the light of Christ to shine into your life? Let Christ guide your life, and you'll never need to stumble in darkness. It says, in this book, the name John refers to John the Baptist. For more information on John the Baptist, see his profile in this chapter. It says, we, like John the Baptist, are not source of God's light. We are merely reflect the light. Jesus Christ is the true light. He helps us see our way to God and shows us how to walk along that way. But Christ has chosen to reflect his light through his followers and to unbelieving world, perhaps because unbelievers are not able to bear the full blazing glory of his light firsthand. The word witness indicates our role as reflectors of Christ's light. We are never to present ourselves as the light to others, but are always to point them to Christ, the light. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Okay, it says in verse number 8, it says, he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. Number 9 says, I'm reading John chapter 1, verse 9. It says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now, Jesus came into the world. Jesus was the creator. He was God. He's God the Son. He's God. It says, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Number 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Yeah, and I just like that because it says, verse number 14, say, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, the word became flesh means becoming human. By doing so, Christ became, number one, the perfect teacher. In Jesus' life, we see how God thinks, and therefore how we should think. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Verse number 2 says, the perfect example as a model of what we are to become. He shows us how to live and give us the power to live that way. 1 Peter chapter 2 and 21. Verse number 3 says, the perfect sacrifice. Jesus came as a sacrifice for all sins, and his death satisfied God's requirements for the removal of sin. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23. Listen at that. Jesus Christ came. He came for one reason only. God stepped out of heaven, out of eternity, wrapped himself up in some flesh. The word became flesh. Lived for 33 years. Went to the cross for the sins of the world. Shed his blood. Was buried. And on the third day, God raised him, his son, from the dead. Now Jesus is sitting right now in heaven at the right hand of his Father, God the Father, giving you a chance to get it right. My friend, as you listen to this broadcast, God is talking to you. Oh, yeah, some of you saying, well, he's out like he's talking. Yes, God is speaking through me to you. Oh, you listening to me. It ain't none of me. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through me to you to let you know that time is winding up, to let you know that Jesus is coming back. Look at this world today. Look around. Just look around, and you see all this killing and shooting. And I mean, if it ain't one thing, there's so much trouble, so much going on, and somebody's scared. Somebody don't know what to do. Oh, but I want you to know you can get it right today. You can get your soul right with the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about one thing about it. Once you get saved and you give your heart to Jesus Christ, when you lay down and sleep at night, you ain't worry about nothing. Why? Because you got it right with God. Oh, but if you haven't got it right with God, this is what this broadcast is about. You need to get it right with him. You need to give God giving you a chance. God is speaking to somebody right now. And you hear me talking to you directly to you. The Lord say, I'm giving you a chance to get it right. I've been knocking on your door. I've been trying to get your attention, but you won't listen. You still want to do what you want to do. Oh, Lord is speaking to somebody. You need to know that God say, I'm with you. I love you, but you can't keep doing what you're doing. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. Yes. The Lord loves you so much. The Lord want to save you. It says, the one and only who came from the Father means Jesus is God's only and unique son. The emphasis is on unique. Jesus is one of a kind and enjoys a relationship with God. Unlike all believers who are called children and said to be born of God. When Christ was born, God became a man. Listen at that. When Jesus was born, God became a man. He was not part man and part God. Listen at that. It says he was completely human and completely divine. Listen, we can't take Jesus lightly. Don't just say Jesus is your friend or Jesus is just, you know, you done missed it. You got to understand he's God. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. And you hear people use the Lord name all the time. God this and God that. And no, you can't just use God name lightly and loosely. We do that a lot. You got to know him first. You got to have a relationship with God. And sometimes we just use Jesus name just so loosely. Understand he is God. God the Son. He is God. Understand we can't use his name lightly. God is holy. I'm talking to somebody. God is awesome. He's all powerful. He's the creator. He made the universe. God said, let there be light, and darkness had to leave. God that created the fish, the sea, and all that. He made you too. He created you, my friend. And listen, the breath that you breathe, think about it. The breath that you're breathing now, God gave it to you. And when you get ready to take his breath, you out of here. So we have to understand God is holy. He is awesome. He is powerful. God is a consuming fire. God ain't the one. So we can't use his name so lightly. We can't use Jesus' name so lightly. Yes, so it says here, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It says, when Jesus was born, God became a man. He was not part man and part God. He was completely human and divine, completely human and completely divine. Colossians chapter 2 and 9. It says, before Christ came, listen at me real good, people could know God partially. In other words, in the Old Testament, God was a spirit. God, you know, he brought the children of Israel out across the Red Sea. He brought them out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea, and he fed them manna, and he came to them by a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. And you know, but God is a spirit. He's invisible. God, he's holy. So God, he brought us his son down. He gave Jesus Christ his son. So people can relate. So they can say, you know what? So he was showing you what he's like with Jesus, how he healed the sick, raised the dead, opened the blinded eyes, and cast out devils. And he came to, he was saving folk, and people was delivered. But guess what? The Sanhedrin, all them folk got mad. The Pharisees, all up. You know, we got to understand that it's all about Jesus. Pastors, we got to preach that. Preach Jesus Christ. We got to point people to Jesus. Don't point them to yourself. Tell them about Jesus. Preachers on the radio. Don't talk about yourself. Tell people about Jesus. You can tell people about your testimony, but point people to Jesus. Tell them. Bishop, pastors, apostles, evangelists. Tell them. Point to Jesus. Don't point at yourself. It's not about you. It's about him. He the one can save the people. He the one can deliver people. Point to Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. It says, when Christ was born, God became man. He was not part man and part God. He was completely human and completely divine. Before Christ came, people could know God partially. After Christ came, people could know God fully because he became visible and tangible. In other words, Jesus became where people can relate, you know. He became visible and tangible in Christ. Christ is the perfect expression of God in human form. It says the two most common errors people make about Jesus are to minimize his humanity and to minimize his divinity. Jesus is both God and man. Never forget that. It says John bear witness of him, saying, this was of whom I spoke. He came after me and is preferred before me, for he was before me. Verse 16 say, and of his fullness have all we receive, and grace for grace. Number 17 says, for the law was given by Moses. Listen to that. But grace and truth came by what? Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to say that again. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It says right here, it says law and grace are both aspects of God's nature that he uses in dealing with us. Moses emphasized God's law and justice, while Jesus Christ came to highlight God's mercy, love, and forgiveness. Moses could only be the giver of the law, while Christ came to fulfill the law, Matthew chapter 5 and 17. The nature and will of God were revealed in the law. Now the nature and will of God are revealed in Jesus Christ rather than coming through cold stone tablets. Listen to that. God's revelation truth now comes through a person life. As we get to know Christ better, our understanding of God will increase. Isn't that something? The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, I thank God for his grace. What about you today? I thank God for his mercy. What about you? Yes, his grace and mercy. Yes, yes, his grace, unmerited favor. That means God giving me what I don't deserve. And his mercy means God holding back what you do deserve. His punishment. Oh, I thank him for it. What about you? I thank God for his grace and mercy. Yes. And it says, now no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him. And it says, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. John told him, he said, no, I'm not the one. Y'all talking to the wrong one. I'm just delivering the mail. And I want somebody to know that that's what I'm doing. I'm delivering the gospel. I'm delivering the mail to you to let you know that you need the Lord in your life. It says God communicated through various people in the Old Testament and usually prophets who were told to give specific message. And I'm going to stop right there, but I want you to know that you need the Lord in your life, that you need the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. If you don't have him in your life, you need him. Because how many know time is winding up and the sun is going down? And I come to tell you that Romans chapter 10, verse 13 say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 and 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the word of God. And Romans chapter 10 and verse 8 say, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That I'm preaching now. Number 9 say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I'm talking to somebody. If you're not saved, that's what you got to do. You got to confess it, repent from your sin, and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. You got to believe it. It says, for with the heart man believeth into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So listen to that, my friend. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It don't matter what your color. It don't matter what you're going through. But if you call on God, if you call on Jesus, he'll come and see about you. If you call on him, he'll save you. If you call him, that's what this ministry is all about. I'm about telling you about Jesus. I'm about pointing you to Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, so I want you to be encouraged. Listen, if you need prayer, I want you to call me and let me know. Call this number 904-762-3191. That's right, for prayer. I'm going to say it again. I'd be glad to pray with you. 904-762-3191. Yes, and I want you to be praying for me. I'm not asking you for a penny or a dime or a nickel. I'm not the type of preacher, but I'm doing what God, because God is blessing me. He provides for me as I talk to you. So, amen. Call me for prayer, and I'd be glad to pray for you. All right? And keep me up in prayer. When you go on your knees, say, God bless Dr. Bruce Davis. Bless his ministry. And I want you to know that I love you, and I thank God for you. And keep listening. Remember, every Sunday evening from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for Bruce Davis Ministries here on Praise 107.9. Join us again next week. And if you'd like to reach Dr. Bruce, you can call him anytime at 904-762-3191. That's 762-3191. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week for Bruce Davis Ministries.